Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell.
We don't do this for money. We just know God has told us to go and tell the world about his love for people and the place that he doesn't want any of his creation to go to. So that's why we're here. So to get right into it quickly, my wife and I were at a Sunday night prayer meeting that we always attend with our pastors, and we went home like any other normal night and went to bed. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, I was taken. I did not know how I got there until I returned, the Lord explained. But I was just found myself, I dropped into a prison cell, just a regular prison cell like you would imagine, with rough-hewn stone walls and bars on the door. And I didn't know where I was yet. All I knew that it was extremely, terribly hot. It was so hot, I couldn't believe that I was alive in this cell. I felt like I should have been disintegrated with this heat, but I was still alive. It was light in the room for a little while, and I believe the Lord's presence was there for me to be able to see the scenery, but then it got dark after about a minute. Anyway, in Isaiah 24:22, it says, "And they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in the prison." Proverbs 7:27 says, "They shall go down to hell to the chambers of death." Chambers means inner room. So part of hell has prison cells and chambers and pits of fire and big areas of fire. So I was just in a prison cell at this time. And then there's a scripture in Jonah 2:6, "The earth with her bars was about me forever." And Job 17:16, "They shall go down to the bars of the pit." So again, everything I saw was in the Word. The stones are talked about in Isaiah 14:19, the stones of the pit.
You say, what happens to the other part, the body? The body, of course, goes to the grave. And of course, when you go along to one of those non-Christian funerals, you find that the minister will tell lies over the body. You know that. They get along there and they get their black book out and they say, "Our brother will arise to a glorious resurrection." And the fellow's on his way to hell, shouting, "Why don't you tell the truth?"
But as they pulled out of the parking lot of that hospital, a young paramedic looked down into my face, and I could barely see him. I was so weak. But he said, "Sir, you need Jesus Christ." And I didn't know Jesus. I didn't know what he was talking about. So my reaction to that was to begin cursing. And again, he stated to me, "You need Jesus." And as he was talking to me, it appeared like the ambulance literally exploded in flames. I thought it had actually blown up. It filled with smoke, and immediately I was moving through that smoke as if through a tunnel. And after some period of time coming out of the smoke and out of the darkness, I began to hear the voices of a multitude of people screaming and groaning and crying. But as I looked down, the sensation was looking down upon a volcanic opening and seeing fire and smoke and people inside of this burning place screaming and crying. They were burning, but they weren't burning up. They weren't being consumed. And then the sensation of moving downward into this. But the most terrible part of it, I began to recognize many of the people that I was seeing in these flames, as if a close-up lens on a camera was bringing their faces close to me. I could see their features and see the agony and the pain and the frustration. And a number of them began to call my name and said, "Ronnie, don't come to this place. There's no way out. There's no escape. If you come here, there's no way out." And I looked into the faces of one that had died in a robbery attempt, who had been shot to death and bled to death on the sidewalk. And I looked in the face of two others that had died drunk in an automobile accident. And I looked into the face of others that had died of drug overdoses that we had partied together and the agony and the pain. But I believe the most painful part of it was the loneliness. And the depression was so heavy that there was no hope. There was no escape. There was no way out of this place. And the smell was like sulfur, like an electric welder. And the stench was terrible.